What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And... and something just went wrong on our link here, I think. Let me see. Tech issues. And just give me 2 seconds here. Okay. Mike, can you hear me? All right. For some reason, I lost. Okay, I got my text window back. Okay, I don't know what happened here for a second, but all right. So, all right. Welcome to our show. It's Thursday, February 7th, 2019. And we've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. So let's get right on into it here. People, of course, are still talking about Trump's State of the Union address. And a lot of people are saying it sounded really good, but in the end, there were a lot of mixed messages, especially about foreign policy. And you know, his talk about ending all these foreign interventions were directly contradicted by his obvious threats against Iran and Venezuela. Trump praised U.S. troops serving in Afghanistan and Syria as having fought with valor, but he gave little indication for a timeline for the pullout from the region, despite his previous statements. And that did not sit well with a lot of people. Pardon me. Michael Maloof, who's a former Pentagon official, told Russia Today, Trump's failure to provide specifics about a withdrawal timeline was disappointing, especially because the president had earlier indicated that troops would be returning home in the near future. Well, that also turned out to be a little bit less than accurate. Now Trump is saying he's simply going to relocate them from Syria to Iraq to keep watch on Iran because those gosh darn Iranians, we know they're up to no good. Anyway, so getting on over to the House of Representatives, now that the Democrats are in charge, they are uncorking on the White House. They're just going to swamp Trump and the White House with investigations. And this is coming even as the Mueller investigation into Trump-Russia collusion is winding down, having found nothing. But apparently, Scott Meisler is departing Mueller's team, but he may be tooling up for something else. Now, over the past 2 weeks, Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker and Senator Chuck Grassley have indicated that a final report will be coming soon. So enter Adam Schiff, who is the new chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, who's been staffing up with lawyers and investigators, and they want to reopen the Russiagate investigation. And they want to take another look at Trump's finances, even though the previous investigation ended without finding anything at all. This is basically carrying out lawfare. And I hate to be blunt about it, but this is what Trump gets for not cleaning up the election system and not dealing with the illegal immigrant voters. So he's hoisted with his own petard on this one here. So federal prosecutors have subpoenaed a venture capitalist, Imad Zuberi, and he's a longtime Democratic donor to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. But after Trump won in 2016, he gave more than $1 million to Donald Trump's inauguration committee. Now, he is saying it was just an opportunity for networking, a chance to meet people that would be good to know face to face. But his contribution put him under the lens of federal prosecutors in the Southern District of New York. He and his Avenue Ventures company are the only donors listed by name in investigator subpoena of records from the Trump inaugural committee. Now, Zuberi is an American, And he's insane. This was just a networking thing so that he could meet people who would help him with the New York Real Estate Investment Fund. But the House is just going to the House is going to spend the next 2 years investigating Trump, and then they're going to campaign in 2020 saying, look at all these investigations. There has to be something there. You know, there's a lot of smoke. Somewhere there's fire. We didn't find it, but trust us, there is. This is as dirty as politics get here. We are seeing a lot of calls from a lot of different venues that Elizabeth Warren should resign and certainly step down from running in 2020 over this whole Native American fraud that she pulled on everybody, including her law school. And the Washington Post published her Texas bar registration card, where she described her racial identity as Indian. And she used that to advance her career. She got advantages by claiming to be a minority woman of color. And that makes her a liar. And it's no surprise to see politicians who are liars, but a lot of people are saying she's been caught and she ought to step down. All right, we're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And apparently down in Virginia, boy, they're having a rough time. So far, you've got the Virginia governor, Ralph Northam, Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, and Attorney General Mark Herring have all been caught up in scandals involving racist pasts and accusations of sexual assault all within a month. All three are Democrats. And now ABC is reporting Democratic Representative Bobby Scott has allegedly known about the allegations of sexual assault against Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax for at least a year and did nothing about it. Apparently, he was told about the incident directly from the alleged victim, Dr. Vanessa Tyson. Now, Tyson yesterday released a detailed statement about the alleged 2004 assault, which took place at the Democratic National Convention in Boston. These conventions, I guess, can get to be wild, wild parties. But again, we need to be very cautious here. You know, people are smelling blood in the water. I don't want to see the next 2 years where it's just, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats going back 30 and 40 years to find mud to hurl at each other. We have problems right here and now, right? Things going on today that are being ignored. In fact, to be very honest, I'm looking at this nonsense about the blackface, which has just erupted all over the place. And I feel like we're being conditized again. And for those who don't know what that means, that goes back to 2001. Early in 2001, the United States was already telling other countries they were preparing to invade Afghanistan, and it showed up in the foreign press, was in BBC, Jane's Defense, all kinds of things like that. Here in the United States, we were not told at all. Corporate media didn't mention a thing about Afghanistan. The story we were getting was all about Gary Condit and Chandra Levy, who had allegedly had a romantic affair, and then Chandra Levy disappeared, was presumed to have been killed, Gary Condit obviously being the top suspect. And it was just nonstop coverage of Gary Condit. I mean, they had aerial cameras watching him cross the street between buildings. So that when 9/11 happened, it hit the American people as a total, complete shock. And from that, we get the phrase conditizing, which is using really a minor story to not have to report on other things like what's going on in Venezuela, what's going on in Syria, Afghanistan, and certainly with the economy. So apparently the latest one to get caught up in this blackface situation is View host Joy Behar dressing as a black woman, including makeup. And Big League Politics called ABC News for a comment on whether the Disney-owned network stands behind her, who showed her African woman costume on the air. Now, apparently Joy wore this to a Halloween party at the age of 29. And by the way, I have to say, she looked good in that picture. But this is back when she was 29. And now they're starting to go back and attack people like Jimmy Kimmel, who have done blackface as part of their skits on their TV show. Oh, my goodness, it's racist. This is racist. They're putting suspiciously too much emphasis on this. And, of course, on the other side, they've got, you know, how the Democrats were dressed all in white for the State of the Union. And people are saying we haven't seen Democrats dressed in white, dressed all in white like this since the Republicans took their slaves away. Okay, we're going to take a phone call here. Frank in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. I recall back when the I took a little bit of an interest at the time in the Chandra Levy case with Senator Gary Condit. And I remember when it happened, when it came up, her remains had been found. Sometime around then on Inside Edition, the show Inside Edition.
Yes.
I remember they were showing some video of her, like, you know, just, you know, hanging around the house with friends and the parties and stuff, and just kind of going through a little bit about her life and everything. And I remember a statement that he said, all of her friends commented on was she had always wanted to be a Mossad agent. I just thought that was curious. I didn't really know what all that meant or entailed at the time, but looking back on it, I always remember that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, again, it was a long time ago, and I seriously think that story was being used so the corporate media wouldn't have to talk about Afghanistan, because they got to fill their airtime. If they just sit there quiet, they get an FCC fine. I remember that from back when I worked at a TV station and had to work on the news. Got to keep that airtime filled, even if it's just nonsensical stuff. Anyway, Frank, thanks an awful lot for the call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Paul in Montana. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there, Mr. Rivero. About this whole blackface thing, why am I not seeing more people in whiteface, and why am I not hearing what Dave Schiavelli has to say about that? Not at all. Thank you. I'll listen to you on the air.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Paul. And yeah, I'd be interested what Dave Schiavelli is going to say about all of this. And I mean, for Halloween costumes, people will put all kinds of things on their face, including dressing up as Native Americans. And, you know, we've actually had the Native Americans come on out and say that, no, they're not concerned about cultural appropriation. They're not upset about sports teams using names that are iconic about that. They're just making an issue about all this blackface, and it's being used to attack people. And again, this is stuff that happened a long, long time ago, in a time when such things were not deemed to be offensive. And the reality is that I'm sure that if you look back in your own life, you will find things that you did a long time ago, which back then were considered perfectly acceptable behavior. And today, of course, would be utterly, utterly denounced. But that's really not fair to do, is it? You shouldn't be judging people by what happened in the long past when social mores were different. It's like all these people who try and denigrate Thomas Jefferson because he had slaves. Well, back then, slavery was the norm. And Thomas Jefferson was just going with the flow, so to speak. And we really don't have a right to judge people by things that happened in the past, any more than we have a right to cast judgment on things we think they might do in the future. It really is getting kind of silly. All right. Tucker Carlson was out again with another one of his great programs, and he's talking about these insane abortion laws, one that just got passed in New York, the one that died in committee in Virginia, and the one that they're getting ready to pass, apparently up in Vermont, that allow for abortions right up to the time of delivery. And Tucker Carlson took issue with the fact that Democrats and supporters of abortion are saying, well, this is about a woman's freedom. You know, this is about, you know, freedom. And Tucker says, you know, why is our ruling class pushing abortion on the country? Well, because when a woman becomes a mother, she leaves the workforce. She stops being part of the tax cattle. And she doesn't have time to go to the store and spend money. It's all about feeding the big government beast and the corporations. And Tucker was absolutely right to say that. And I'm really becoming a huge, huge fan of him. Okay. over in Michigan, you've got Rashida Tlaib. And she's a representative. And apparently, there are a lot of people who are not happy with her, even though she supposedly won her last election. But there's already a petition calling for her impeachment. It's got close to 160,000 signatures. And apparently, the petition, along with saying that she hates America, hates American citizens, she's always talking about she wants to impeach Donald Trump here. But apparently, during the election, she lied about living in Detroit using her father's house address. And, of course, she became famous when she vowed impeach the mother blank during a party in celebration of her being sworn into Congress. So voters regret, I guess. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Steve Elkins, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I agree, Mike. The whole blackface thing is a diversion from what we should be focusing on. What I do want to say, using some common sense and some logic, a racist, somebody who hates a certain race, is unlikely to paint themselves the color of that race. So
that's a good point.
Going back 30 years to find a yearbook picture when somebody dressed up as Michael Jackson, you know, it's kind of ridiculous. Like I said, racists don't want to paint themselves to look like the people they hate. It's kind of a stupid thing to think.
Well, I think if somebody's painting themselves up as Michael Jackson, it's probably because they admire Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And, of course, Michael Jackson's a poor example to use because look how he changed his skin color. I mean,
yes.
I worked with him on the rock video for Can You Feel It? And back then he was just as dark as the rest of his brothers. And then look how pale he was as he got to the end of his life.
Yeah, I agree. It's a diversion from what we should be focusing on. So that's all I wanted to add, just a comment. Thanks, man.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. And again, we're talking Halloween. Halloween is when you get to dress up and do stuff. Remember this last Halloween? And schools were, you know, literally issuing lists of costumes you were not allowed to come in because it would offend somebody somewhere. And I mean, it basically, the list of allowed costumes was very small. And it was things like, you know, you can come as a ghost or you can come as a scarecrow. And then pretty much everything else was forbidden. We are becoming the nanny state. We're becoming Nazis is basically what it is. Now, over in New York, Democratic Representative Nydia Velazquez actually threatened a pro-Trump teen on social media, telling him he's right to be afraid of us and you should learn my name. Now, the teenager, C.J. Pearson, noted a woman sitting next to Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez during the President's State of the Union speech and joked that she kept trying to look away from the socialist who was repeatedly taking cues on what she should or should not applaud for. And so Pearson basically got on Twitter saying, who was that? And he got this ugly reaction. Shows you what kind of respect the people in Congress have for us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And if you would like to help out Republic Broadcasting, and they really do need it, we're running on very old equipment. It's outdated. It's failing is basically what it comes down to. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. And we're going to go back to the phones to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I made a donation yesterday. You do it right on the RBN page also. It's very easy to do.
Yes.
You just use your credit card number. And, you know, a lot of these other media people, they are actually funded by the CIA and were funded by Obama 2 years ago, right before he left office. So it's very important for a beacon of free speech like the RBN is for people who believe in free speech and free thinking to support it, because this is the real war. This is the real battle, because they're taking away our ability to get our message out. I mean, this is interesting because you're talking about the blackface issue. I actually had my Facebook account suspended for 30 days yesterday, and all I did was repost the picture that governor put on his yearbook page. And they said it would violate the community standards. So it's, you know, that's what's really interesting about this whole blackface issue is not like silly kids being doofuses and everything. It's more about the way that the rules are enforced. If you're a Republican, you better resign or they'll burn the city down. If you're a Democrat, he was just young, he was just this. You know, the media does backflips protecting him. They even put down that the guy's a Republican on CNN instead of saying he's actually a Democrat.
I saw that.
To me, that it's really more about the cultural issues, and it really highlights the hypocrisy, the double standard, how the media is so in the favor of the Democrats. And to me, that's what this really is. The issue is more about. And then it's the lieutenant governor being a rapist. And the fact that all these same, you know, believe women people on the Democratic Party, where are they to be found? You know, where are they? You know, they were out there screaming at senators in elevators all over Washington with Kavanaugh, and that was a ridiculous story with him. I mean, there was no rape involved. In this case, you have sodomy, oral sodomy, and nobody seems to care. So, you know, I understand your point about Chandra Levy and all that, and I look at it like you might be right, but at the same time, that this is a good story to highlight the media and how it's in the tank for the Democrats and the hypocrisy of the left. And the fact that, as I've been saying on this radio show many times before, the left cloaks all these themselves and all these issues about race and about feminism, and it's really just a cloak in order for them to empower other leftists. It has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with women. It's just about propelling their left communist ideology through and using these as bludgeons to beat conservatives over the head with. So when I see a liberal, you know, governor who, do you ever see the commercials he produced against his Republican challenger, Ed Gillespie, where the guy's driving around in a truck chasing, like, minority kids around with a, you know, it was sick. And to see the hypocrisy so soon is, in my view, a somewhat a form of karmic justice. So in that regard, I think it's an important story to talk about, just the out-and-out hypocrisy. This man put out one of the most vile commercials against his opponent, Ed Gillespie, calling him a racist. He was vile. And then to have this in it, and not just the blackface, he had a guy in a Ku Klux Klan uniform. Now, I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm a free kind of guy about this, but, you know, that's something that goes a little bit farther than I'm comfortable with in a politician.
Well, you know, politics is a dirty business. It always has been. Back when LBJ was running for Congress, he actually started a rumor that his opponent engaged in bestiality. Of course, he had to make sure that the rumor didn't track back to him. But that's how these things get done. And
that's, you know, the old line where LBH says, "Yeah, let's just try to get him to deny it."
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, we can't accuse him of it, but we can force him to have to deny it. And what's really interesting, getting into the hypocrisy, is people are starting to really talk about all of the ads that CBS refused to run on the Super Bowl, including a couple that celebrated masculinity and being a man, and as kind of a pushback against Gillette. Anyway, Joe, got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So let's start talking about the war zones. And we're going to start with Venezuela. And Maduro is basically out there saying that he is the legitimate president of Venezuela, that he won the election. The election had international observers, was considered fair, open, and honest, better quality elections than we have in this country. And he's, of course, very angry over the United States basically creating this Juan Guaido. And then following that phone call from Mike Pence, Guaido stands up and says, I'm the interim president. We're taking over here. And so Maduro is out there saying it's time to stop Trump's insane actions. And, you know, one of the things that has come on out is that there are as many demonstrations for Maduro as there are against him. And in fact, in some cases, video of the pro-Maduro demonstrations, which are large, is being basically labeled as anti-Maduro. And we saw them do the same thing in Iran. BBC got caught one time with this, you know, photo of this huge, huge crowd saying, oh, they're against Ahmadinejad. And then an uncropped version of the exact same photo came on out showing that Ahmadinejad was standing there on the balcony giving a speech and everybody was cheering him. And Maduro is saying he doesn't care how history will remember him as long as it's not as a traitor. And that apparently is his mindset, that if he steps down from the presidency, that he's a traitor to his own people. Now, Mike Pompeo is out there claiming Hezbollah is active in Venezuela. And this appears to be an attempt to justify a possible U.S. military intervention. And, you know, people were saying this was going to show up. ISIS is going to be down there. Al-Qaeda is going to be down there. And the U.S. is going to say, oh, we have to take the war on terror down to Venezuela because ISIS and Al-Qaeda, they're a movable feast. They can get dropped in any place the United States wants to invade. Oh, they're up in Afghanistan. No, they're in Iraq. Oh, they're over in Syria. Oh, they're in Libya. So they're setting the stage for that one here. Of course, as you know, European countries are on board with the United States and saying, oh, yes, Maduro must go. Guaido is the president, and there should be a smooth and hopefully blood-free transition. I don't know about that part of it here. Montenegro came on in saying there needs to be free elections in Venezuela, which is ironic because Montenegro has never had elections themselves. But that's just how ridiculous this whole situation is getting. And again, Venezuela just had elections. And Maduro won. And, you know, the corporate media, of course, says that, oh, he's a dictator. He's a dictator. Dictators don't get elected over and over and over again. Now, there's a story that came on out from Global Research up in Canada. It's a little bit of hidden history, going on back to how the CIA and the FBI worked to overthrow Hugo Chavez and then later assassinate the Venezuelan state prosecutor, Danilo Anderson. Now, he was killed by a car bomb in Caracas while investigating those who were behind the coup against Chavez. Now, Giovanni Jose Vasquez de Armas, a member of Colombia's right-wing paramilitary group called the United Self-Defense Forces of Colombia, claims he was in charge of logistics for the plot to kill Danilo Anderson, and apparently said that there had been a plan to assassinate Hugo Chavez as well, and it was all with the help of the FBI and the CIA. And now you know why the people of South America do not like the people of the United States, except, of course, for those who are coming across our border. And even when they get here, they still don't act like they like us very much. Another article, this one coming out of Mint Press News here, The Making of Juan Guaido, How the U.S. Regime Change Laboratory Created Venezuela's Coup Leader. And it basically does a quick look back, because only a few months ago, nobody knew who this guy was. He's 35 years old, and, you know, basically, only 20% of Venezuelans knew who this guy was before he stood up and said, I'm the interim president. Even in his own party, he's a mid-level figure. But all it took was a single phone call from Vice President Pence, and Guaido got up there and proclaimed himself as president of Venezuela. I mean, even for the United States, the obviousness of this coup was just insane here. All right, we're going to grab a phone call and we're going to go back here to Steve Elkins. And Steve, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I know you got the one call policy, but I'm asked to violate it this one time. Hey, talking about Guaido declaring himself as the interim president, which is complicit with going along with the U.S. bat coup, I don't quite understand why Maduro has not shown some power, some strength as the president, and actually placed him under arrest, incarcerated him, because that's what I would do. He's part of the coup himself, and that would be sedition, trying to undermine a legitimate election, a legitimate vote. I don't quite understand why Maduro hasn't gone that direction, because that would show some force. It would show that he's president. Not sure why he hasn't gone that direction, because that definitely that
well,
quite,
he's been
quite
warned
obviously
not
sedition.
To. He's been warned not to by Washington, D.C., and probably in the back-channel discussions, they've said, if you arrest Guaido or you try and arrest the National Assembly or anything like that, we will invade.
I don't think the American people are going to handle that very well.
Well, I wish the American people would start getting a little bit more upset about all these wars that we're currently stuck in. You know, I remember when it was just Iraq and, you know, there were protests taking place all over, and it's died out mostly because people are tired of protesting and not have the government listen to us. It seems like the American people have become quite accepting of being a war power.
Yeah, that's sad to hear. I know I've decided I'm going to take action. I'm going to form a protest group, and I don't know how it's going to turn out. Probably not as good as any of the other ones I've ever participated in. It seems like the government doesn't listen to us, but I'm certainly not going to be silent about this. Another war we don't need, and this is illegal all the way. This is illegal.
It is illegal. It is illegal, and as a matter of fact, legal scholars have gone in to take a look at Venezuela's constitution, because Guaido is claiming that under the constitution, he has the right to basically take over. And there's a provision in the Constitution. There are six scenarios whereby a president might no longer serve. And then that's followed by the protocols to be followed should a president-elect become unavailable to serve pre-inauguration. Now, the third paragraph contemplates presidential vacancies in the first 4 years of office. The last paragraph deals with presidential vacancies in the final 2 years of office. Now, Guaido is relying on a provision called abandonment of his position. Now, that's obviously never happened. Maduro isn't gone.
Right.
He's still there. And
right.
If Maduro were to step down, the vice president would take over, the same like we have here. So Guaido, if he meant to usurp the presidency under the Constitution, he needed to do it between the time Maduro was actually elected and the time he was inaugurated, but he missed that window.
Right.
And so he doesn't actually have a legal basis for anything that he's doing.
Yeah. Well, I think by Maduro taking word or taking advice or the threat serious from the United States is actually giving power to the United States in this and overthrowing the government. I think I would call the bluff, because I think the world is going to see this for what it really is. I don't think the American people are going to be too happy about it. I think there's going to be a big outcry to say, what, you just invaded a country that did no harm to you because you didn't like their president. Who wants to pick our president? We make a big stink about that. I think I would call the bluff and simply incarcerate the guy, put him under arrest, and show power, some force and power. Don't give that power to the United States, because they'll take it and run with it. I think I would call the bluff out.
Well, you know, time will solve that mystery. And, of course, we're not getting a lot of information out of Venezuela that isn't being spun and distorted and twisted. You know, the last we heard, Maduro has the military on his side, so there's really nothing Guaido can do short of a U.S. military intervention. And now with Pompeo out there saying, oh, ISIS and Hezbollah and Al-Qaeda, they're operating in Venezuela, we have to go in. It's part of the war on terror. And I think that's the direction they're going to go.
That's it, Mike. Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I wanted to point out a couple of things here. Back when they lied us into the Iraq War in 2003, clearly it was a cabal of neocons who
yes.
were also clearly identifiable as to what group they belong to. Them. You can name them from, Pearl, Wolfowitz, David Frum, Douglas Feith. You can go on and on. William Sapphire, Judith Miller, you know, the whole, you know, ball of wax here. They've learned since then. And now, in these new wars, that were even in South America here, the people they have are all bought by the same guy.
Yes.
Sheldon Adelson owns Trump. Sheldon Adelson owns Bolton. Sheldon Adelson owns Elliot Abrams, who, by the way, you ran a great article the other day about Elliot Abrams put in charge of restoring democracy in Venezuela, has made a career of squashing it. It was one of your articles.
Yes.
The author of that article was on Scott Horton interviews, and it's pretty funny to hear him talk about it. But Elliot Abrams was involved, by the way, in the Iran-Contra deal, the Nicaragua.
Yes.
Nicaragua. He was also involved in the first Hugo Chavez thing that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And now he's the guy that's supposed to be in charge of restoring democracy. But he's also Sheldon Adelson-owned neocon who wouldn't have been appointed since he was convicted of lying to Congress. And they put him back in the National Security Council because it didn't require vetting by Congress. He didn't have to be approved by Congress. It might take it against him for having lied to him in the past and being convicted of it. But at any rate, that's some of the stuff that's going on, and they've learned. They're putting Goyim out in front, and just paying. You know, they're just bought and paid for shills instead of putting their own guys out like they did last time. You know?
Yeah.
And by the way, they're using Hezbollah now as a reason.
Yes.
You know, linking it to Hezbollah, giving another reason to trash Lebanon or Syria.
And Venezuela. I mean, Pompeo is claiming that Hezbollah is down in Venezuela. Why Hezbollah would be in Venezuela is a complete mystery, but that's the story. But again, this is more outright war propaganda. Every time the U.S. is going to invade a country, oh, we've got to bring them democracy. That's always been the excuse. And in, you know, the more than half century since the end of World War II, the United States has not actually brought a working democracy to any of these countries that they've gone into. They've always installed a tyrant and a secret police force. They did it in Iran in 1953. They did it in Chile in 1973, the Philippines under Marcos. And that's the pattern.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't think of any time we've ever installed a democracy. I guess you might be able to say Japan or Germany at the end of World War II, but that's about it. And even that's debatable over the long term. But Mike, the other thing is, how long will we even be able to talk about this? Because again, it's illegal. It will be under Senate Bill 1 to criticize Israel. I want to ask everybody out there to think, if you can't criticize Israel without a penalty, well, what about getting together in a group to, like, say, picket the White House or picket the Israeli embassy? Would that also be illegal?
Yeah,
how about
assembling
with the intent to do that? Just assembling, you know, freedom of assembly. Think how many ways that this can morph into even really, really. It's already bad enough, but just think how many ways this can morph into.
Reading Senate Bill 1, basically what it does is it's encouraging the states to continue on with the bills that have already been passed, which make it illegal for the state to do business with companies that support the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. There does not, as of yet, appear to be an individual prohibition. But that may be showing. But somebody's got to get this up to that Supreme Court for a First Amendment challenge.
And Marco Rubio, the author of this gem, owned by Adelson, by the way, comes out and says that it's not aimed at individuals. You're right, that's what he says. He says it's aimed at companies, and companies aren't the same as people. Although, with Citizens United, right, they claim that companies are the same as people.
And that the companies have First Amendment rights.
They don't want to do that because that's where they get all their money, all those big corporate donations that they can open their arms as wide as they can and have them fill up their pockets. So it's just they just pick and choose whatever they want.
Well, again, you're right. Under Citizens United, corporations are considered persons with First Amendment rights. So this is going to lead to a really bizarre legal wrangle.
Well, it's amazing that there are 26 legislatures that have had majorities willing to sell out our rights, and 13 more pending, and now this thing passed in the Senate. It's going to pass in the House, and Trump will sign it. But it's amazing that there's so many people willing to take the money and sell us all out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's how corrupt our government has become. It's worse than Rome just under Caligula. I mean, that's how bad it is. And again, it's another sign to me that it might not hold together for all that much longer.
No, that's a real question. I mean,
when you look at all the political infighting taking place right now, it's a government that's tearing itself apart. Anyway, Peter, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back with more news after these few words.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, We won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And somebody just sent me an animated GIF from Steve Martin's movie, The Jerk, where he's out there saying, I was born a poor black child. Are they going to start banning stuff like that now? It's really out of control. Okay, let's move over to Syria. And despite Donald Trump's statement that he was going to start pulling our troops out of Syria, the U.S. troop count in Syria has now increased by 50%. And they're bringing in a lot of equipment, and observers are saying it looks a lot more like a surge than a withdrawal. So apparently, 1,000 additional troops have already been deployed to Syria. So the man did, in fact, lie to us. The war machine goes on. And as I said the other day, it almost seems like it doesn't matter who we vote for anymore. The war machine continues. And we have this working inner circle of all the people who came out of the project for the New American Century. And that's become the agenda. The United States is no longer a republic. It's an empire. So there's another article. This one came out of Blacklisted News. And it's basically talking about the rationale for keeping U.S. troops inside Syria. Now, remember, the legitimate government of Syria doesn't want them there. They never gave them permission to be there. And so far, the Syrian government hasn't engaged in actual combat with them, at least intentionally. There have been a couple of friendly fire incidents here. but the propaganda that's coming on out to we, the American people, is that we need to prevent the return of Islamic State. But where ISIS used to be, west of the Euphrates River, they've been permanently taken back by the Syrian Arab Army and its Russian and Iranian allies without support from the United States. And in fact, despite Washington's best efforts to hamper Damascus security operations, because we were hearing from the commanders in Syria that the U.S. appeared to be aiding ISIS. The Syrian Arab Army would get ISIS basically surrounded, and the U.S. forces would open up a corridor. So Syria can take care of itself. And you need to remember, ISIS itself appears to have been a creation of the United States, or at least it was seized on and exploited as a proxy force in Syria here. So Trump has also announced during his pre-Super Bowl interview that he plans to move the U.S. troops from Syria to Iraq to watch Iran and protect Israel. So they're not coming home. They're just changing the dust that they walk through. And, oh, we got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with more of this after these few words.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.